The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components, lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, as well as wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. These guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles and they use the products they sell on their own rides. So if you guys are looking for specialty parts, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
We hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our website and purchase some apparel. Our websites are thegoodlife.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Had to get yourself a little drink.
Took my drank out there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't bring it back.
Oh. All right. What's up, man?
Okay, hold on. Recording.
recording.
I think that's recording.
We're definitely, this is an 11th hour type situation. It's Sunday currently, and we're sitting down to record.
That's right.
Yeah, it's coming down to it. I was like, I mean, this is always an interesting week with Thanksgiving and everything, you know, like, spending Wednesday getting ready, then doing the thing on Thursday. And then I went to Knott's on Friday. So it's been a pretty busy week for me doing just not work stuff, just regular family stuff.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, what's up, man?
I don't know.
You don't know? No, me neither. I don't know either. But
I mean, lots of stuff. It's been busy, but
nothing like, nothing you can discuss yet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could. So the red, we've been battling the red truck.
That's what I figured. So like we were supposed to record yesterday on Saturday, and you were over at Pandas, and it was like I kind of had like felt a rift in the universe because I'm all like, hey, you know, how's it going? And then you didn't really respond. I'm like, eh. And then I'm like, oh man, they must be like, there must be something going on.
It was just me and Panda at the shop with that red truck,
just trying to get yesterday. It going. What's the issue? Is that just
no?
A video
it's funny because. What's funny because yesterday is halfway home. I was like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to record a podcast today. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot. And I opened. So I took Messenger off of my phone.
Oh, really?
And so now I have to actually click Facebook and go into the Messenger because Messenger was like, wasn't working.
Me neither. On Friday, mine was not working for crap.
Yeah, mine was like, I forgot when it was. It was last week sometime.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, so I just took it off. And then now I push the Facebook app and click Messenger in the actual app. Well, so now I don't know when I have a message. And now I'm not in, like, I usually will pick my phone up and I will push message as a habit.
Yeah, just instinctively see what's going on. And
since I haven't had this, I haven't done it. So I'm like not checking my messages because I don't go onto Facebook. So it's like.
So, and this is just purely just a thing because it wasn't working and then you just.
And then I just never put the Messenger app back on my phone. And it's been kind of nice because I'm not looking down at my phone as much and pressing it.
Yeah.
So I've just replaced that with going on Instagram.
So now I got to just catch you on Instagram Messenger.
Well, what's funny is like halfway home, I was like, oh, so when I checked my Facebook Messenger, I had like 10 messages. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked yours. I was like, oh, my, like it was like 2 hours later. I was like, my bad.
Oh,
I didn't even like follow up with you and let you know, like, because I thought I was just going to go there, do a thing for a few hours and come home. Mm-hmm. And the trailer has been at his shop since Tuesday.
The flatbed?
Because I went down Tuesday to pick the truck up.
Mm-hmm.
It's now Sunday and the truck is still there.
Still there. Oh.
Still there.
Well,
granted, we had a short week. So we only had, I was down there Tuesday, I was down there Wednesday, and I was down there yesterday.
Yeah.
And,
are we going to make it?
I mean, it's going to make it regardless. It just the clutch isn't working.
Oh, okay.
So we got the mechanism. The first mechanism we did didn't work under the dash. So he redid it. It works now. But we can't get the clutch to bleed.
Mm.
So there's something going on there. Neither of us are mechanically inclined. Mm-hmm. Like we're mechanically inclined enough to know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not to solve the problem.
And when you put out your video last week, there was that part in there. First of all, Panda looked like he's a bodybuilder. I don't know how the hell that worked out.
I know. He looked all buff. I told him that you said that yesterday. I was like, Frank mentioned that you looked really buff in the video. He's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah. But no, he said something very interesting. And he said that you guys are trying to get it started. You at that moment, I don't think you knew exactly what was up with it. But, you know, it's just turning over. It's not firing. Nothing's happening. And Panda says, I'm not a mechanic. And I said that a long time ago about when I was having a lot of problems with the 4Runner. When I had the 4Runner and I took it down to bio and they fixed the gas tank and they moved some stuff around and it was still having problems. And I was like kind of very hesitant to like say that because like I don't want to make them look like they're not competent in what they do. But at the end of the day, yeah, they're not mechanics. They're fabricators. They'll fabricate anything you want.
Exactly.
But there are mechanics, there are fabricators, and beyond mechanics and fabricators, there are like are electricians, like automotive electricians, like Tanner. You know, well, Tanner's both, but you know, Tanner's kind of main thing is electrical, you know, mechanical, you know, electrical stuff. Yeah. So I think that it's okay to say that, and I'm really glad Panda said that because you know, I felt like I said I was like very hesitant because I didn't want, you know, either the guys over at Bio to think that like I was like talking down about them or someone else outside thinking like they don't know what they're doing, you know? So I really kind of like, I'm like, oh man, that's cool that he said that, you know?
Well, remember back in the day when you were like getting work for printing, screen printing, and you had to come to the realization that you're not an artist.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's the thing, right? Like you bring me the artwork and then I will screen print it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just don't see that, but yeah. So going back to the video, that video, because that was not uploaded the last time we recorded.
No, it wasn't. That was like, I think it was like, it came out that day as we recorded. So it's been out for a while. So if you haven't checked it out, go check it out.
Yeah. So like that video was us. Yeah. The trucks like started and revved and all that good stuff and ran. And then the next day it did not start.
So just for no reason.
Just for no reason. So the fuel pump ended up conking out. So that's what you saw me replacing was the fuel pump.
And oh, okay.
It started right up. And, but yeah, that's the thing. Like, the first time we went to start it, it was just going click, 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 click. And that was the starter. So we just had to tap on the starter.
Give the starter an old tap. And that was funny when, Jordan, that's his name, correct, Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay. That's so funny when Jordan was like, I can't believe that worked. And it's like, oh yeah, that's like, oh, that's that's an old school thing.
So that's the day that it started. And then literally the next day, we went to adjust the airlift. So we went to do all the, get it all setted, set. And a lot of the times those systems need to have full battery in order to like do it. Cause if they detect low voltage, they won't do the adjustments. Yeah. And that's what happened is I was like, oh, it's showing low voltage. Let's start it. And it wouldn't start. I just was going da 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 da. And so then I went back, replaced the fuel pump. And that's the thing, right? They're not mechanics. So I went and replaced the fuel pump. Right. Not that they couldn't do it, but I had actually met with Eric. Where did we go? Oh, Vegas. He brought the fuel pump.
Yeah, I remember.
Vegas.
We were standing in the lobby of the Strat and he handed you the fuel pump.
Yeah. And that ended up being like a weird fuel pump that I had to do some stuff to.
I was going
to
ask you about that. Like, so it was not a Toyota fuel pump. It was something else.
It was a Toyota fuel pump. Uh-huh. It was for that year, but there's two different ones. There's like an OE replacement and like a generic one and the generic one is bigger. So it fits in there, but you have to modify the fuel line and you have to modify the electrical connections that go onto it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that worked. And it started right up.
That's cool. So it's running. It's together and running. The only problem is the clutch now.
The truck is 100% ready.
Oh, okay.
It's just up on jack stands. And we're the initial mechanical thing that from the master cylinder underneath the cab didn't work. So he had to redo it. And now it works. But we just can't figure out the air in the clutch.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally had tried. For half the day yesterday, because the first half of the day was him installing the master cylinder the right way, and then me and him going through bottles of brake fluid trying to get
this dang thing bled.
Yeah.
Wow, that's frustrating. But yeah, those are the little tiny details that like remember
that's
how
the things that cost so much money.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like the truck's done, but you spend however many days getting it back up to running condition, right? Mm-hmm. So runs when it comes in. But then things change. Fuel lines change. Clutch lines change. Brake lines change. You're bleeding brakes. You're doing these things and you're eating up hours.
Yeah.
You know, so like those are the things that, you know, cost money.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and what I was going to say is like, those are the little tiny details. Like when we were talking about this whole thing about like creating these, this content, making these videos about the build, like that took a lot of hours, but it's not necessarily interesting to watch on film. Although it is an interesting thing to battle, because like, I'm sure it also, people who are watching feel identify with that because they've spent, you know, hours and hours trying to accomplish something that felt like it was just not working, you know? So like, but then again, like it's hard to capture that, you know, recording that.
Yeah. 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 And I, you know, I recorded it. Like I recorded me walking in on one of the days, and it was them standing at the back of the truck, and they're just like, we got to redo it, the whole thing. We have to redo this thing. It doesn't work. So, but yeah, then I didn't even barely record yesterday. Just tried to actually get things done.
Yeah. Which more is like, you don't, it's not like, it's not filming what's happening. It's more explaining it. Like you don't need to film the whole thing, but a good explanation. That's where that comes in. Talking about it.
You don't need to shove the camera in the face while we're trying to do the thing.
Especially like being frustrated and not working. And I could only,
I found Panda's tipping point.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Like where he got upset. I've never seen him upset. He got upset and I was like, oh, now I know what it does. It,
like,
now
there I know we the go. Thing.
Yeah. Now there it was. And it's going to be on video. So, that'll be pretty interesting. But yeah, so that hopefully Monday. If not, I told Tanner, I was like, if I show up on Monday afternoon with the truck on the trailer, you got to help me bleed this clutch.
I'm sure he can figure it out.
Well, I mean, he's like, they're just a pain. You know what I mean? They're just a pain in the butt. And it's getting a fresh set of eyes on something is usually like the best way to do it. Mm-hmm. And there's a fresh set of eyes hopefully coming in Monday morning. And then, but if he can't figure it out, then I'm just going to put it on the trailer.
So you're taking it either which way?
Oh, I'm going to get it fixed before.
Oh, okay.
Like, the thing is working, so it's going to get fixed. But yeah, it's going to go either way. I mean, it might not drive around, which is going to suck, but it'll be sitting in the booth at least.
Yeah. And what you're talking about is Turkey Drag. That's this weekend. You're heading out there to Texas.
Me and Surface Nick. We're leaving Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah. And we got to record one more episode before that. So
yeah.
If you're listening, drop some questions, because those are I don't know if people have figured that out yet, but those are our little fallbacks is questions episodes.
Well, you know, we've just been really bad on guest stuff this year.
Yeah,
so we haven't
had
those fillers that you normally do.
Getting those little breaks kind of thing.
I'm hoping that changes in the next couple of weeks, because I'm going to Turkey Dragon, then I come back. Then I got to figure out getting this red truck back to California.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to take my truck to Pandas, do some stuff to my truck, and then there's some stuff happening there, and then my truck's got to go to Southern California, and then Joey's truck has to go to Southern. So like, I'm gonna be out in Southern California quite a bit.
Then we could squeeze some stuff in there.
So each time I come out, like, we'll have to like do one or two guest episodes, and then that will get us like through that push of the new year
too. Yeah, because it's so funny how like we're at the end of the year, which is usually slow, but now it's like there's no slow anymore. It's just like shows with all of this stuff kind of in between, you know. I'm really trying hard to be, you know, ready for next year as far as like inventory and designs and having everything ready, so I'm not waiting, you know. So I'm working on that. So yeah, it's not stopping. It's definitely not stopping. The one I wanted to tell a funny little story about starters, because you were the thing with the starter on the red truck, is I had a work truck that like I had to do that almost every time I started it. But then I did it so much to where it was like loosening the bolts. And one day I go to leave the job site and I'm like, I'm in downtown LA, like South Central LA. And we were doing this job and we're getting ready to leave. And I go to start it and nothing happened. And I get under it and I realize that the bolts had backed out and the starter was hanging off. So I had to have the guy that was with me. I held the starter up while he started the truck and got it going. So little funny thing, you know? Yeah. But yeah. And then the other thing, dude, so talking also about like frustrating things that like, so my little frustrating thing that I was dealing with yesterday that I've been dealing with a while, and this is like a completely different subject, but same theme. So I had a hard drive plugged into my computer and I was like editing and stuff. Well, I hit eject, but I unplugged it before it could finish like the whole ejecting process. And when I tell you that opened up a can of worms, it opened up a freaking can of worms. I just was like, so, I mean, without getting way, way into the technical part of it, this has happened to me before.
Where I remember you said you had to do some crazy, like...
Yeah, like had to get into the terminal, which is basically like the MS-DOS version of a MacBook.
Now, is this
MacBook.
Just like a... Like a little hard drive, like the little solid
Like a like a little, like, you know, easy store, you know, drive, right?
Oh, are you talking about like? Hold on. Let me eject mine so it doesn't.
Don't unplug it. Or if you do, I can totally help you right now. Walk you through the whole process because I know all of the command prompts by freaking heart now.
Well, you know, on the new, I don't know how updated your Macs are.
Oh, as much as they can be for 12-year-old computers.
Yeah, so they're not updated like these. So now when you go right-click to eject, right underneath it says erase disk.
Oh,
I mean, like, right next to each other. And everyone online is like, why?
Why would you do that?
Is it like this hard drive?
Similar.
Yeah, just like a little solid-state drive thing.
Mm-hmm. So what happened was, so I'm in the terminal, the MS-DOS version of this thing, and and there's some great YouTube videos out there that explain how to do it, but there was one, and I said, this happened to me once before, and so I figured it out. So I'm like, and this is where like that similar thing comes in. I kept on like, you can only put in the prompt, that one prompt. Now it's how, am I putting it in correctly? Am I missing like a cap, like something, a space, a cap, whatever. So I'm doing this thing over and over and over. And it feels like I'm like going insane. It's like, there's like no other option. This piece of code has to make it work. And then yesterday I realized, like, I finally figured out what the problem was and getting really technical on it. When it was basically, when I unplugged it, it was still mount, because there's mounting and unmounting the disk, right? And so basically what happened was it was still stuck in that cycle of trying to eject the disk. So it was busy. So every time I put in the command prompt to remount it, it just said, oh, you can't do that. It's busy. It's doing something. I'm like, what is that doing? And then so finally I figured it out. But it's what the comparison is like, you guys are sitting there trying to do this clutch and you just feel like you're just putting fluid in and bleeding it and fluid in and bleeding it, nothing. Yeah. And it's just like you're driving yourself insane, you know? And it just it's just a very frustrating thing to deal with.
Yeah.
And again, and how do you show, like, if I was like filming myself doing that, it'd be, you know, 6 hours of me just doing this. You know what I mean? It's a good story there, because there's a good story of dealing with this problem, finally figuring it out, finding the right combination of things to figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just how to kind of explain that, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, hopefully you guys get it.
You have to.
You have.
Someone's got to. I called Tanner. I was like, hey, like bleeding clutches. We did. This is what, you know, this is this, this is this. He goes, yeah, they're just a pain. Mm-hmm. They're just a pain in the ass. And then looking online and stuff. Yeah. People are like, oh yeah, you got to bench bleed it. And then, you know, like, mm-hmm. we had a vacuum bleeder. So it was sucking through the slave cylinder. We replaced the slave
cylinder. And vacuum bleeding is like the most efficient way to do it. That makes sure it gets all the air out.
Yeah,
and it's still
not doing it. So geez. There's either a bubble we're not getting, or we're just, or maybe the master cylinder that we have is not good, or mm-hmm. it's not. I mean, it's a
was
Toyota
it used?
Master cylinder.
Was it used or brand new?
It's a brand new Toyota master
right,
cylinder.
Right. Yeah.
So like, and a brand new slave cylinder. So it's just like there's just something.
And you know what the thing seeing. Is, and that's the other part about it is sometimes you get so wrapped up in these problems that like you're gonna take it to Tanner's and Tanner's gonna go. There you go. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like, again, getting that like fresh set of eyes on it, pulling yourself out of the situation, walking away, you know?
Yeah.
That thing with my computer, like it actually happened 2 weeks ago and I spent like hours. And then I finally said, you know what? I don't need this like right now. Well, let's walk away and figure it out. You know, I'm granted you don't have, you know, 2 weeks, but you know what I mean? Just walking away from the situation, fresh set of eyes, fresh thinking, that helps out a whole lot.
Well, it's just like pushed my schedule back because I have to get my truck, my Tacoma, to Trevor to do 2 steps. And then I have to bring my truck back to do a step here. But I need that step first to happen before this step, before the next step.
Yeah.
Which we're kind of talking about in this podcast. We were talking about renderings because mm-hmm. I had, like, my truck, I wanted it to be painted for mini nets.
Yeah.
I'd like it to be painted with interior. I think what's going to happen is it'll be painted. It'll go to LST with tinted windows. I'm going to have tinted windows on it regardless, but the interior won't be done at LST. The interior will get done, hopefully, between LST and Forbidden, and then, or between Forbidden and Mini Nats, one of those two things. But so it's just pushing my like timeline back as far as that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, so painting is what we were talking about. So I was, I want to paint my truck white, but then I'm like, quit being a little bitch and paint a different color.
But yeah, I know you're really stuck in this like thing, because the white looks so clean, and you're already, it's like, it's already kind of gaining a reputation for already being white. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing, it's not even that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just, I'm thinking of the YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah. Makes you're a lot of, up. No. Oh, uh-oh. What's happening?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it, you're fine on my side.
Yeah, you're like choppy and breaking up. I don't know if it's my side or your side.
Oh, you want to call me back?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. And Brian's gone for just a moment. He's calling me back. Better? Better? Hello?
Nope.
No? What's going on?
I don't know. Is your computer plugged in now, the charging?
Yeah, charging's going good. Everything's going good. I just restarted my computer.
No, you're unrecognizable.
Oh, man. You're good on my end.
Wait. I don't know. It's good now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
maybe that fixed it. Dude. Maybe it just had a little.
This podcast is like, I don't want to, you know what? I don't want to happen. But we're going to get through it. We're powering through it. We're going to get through this.
Did you notice I'm wearing your t-shirt, the Compound?
I saw that. That's an East Coast Cruise shirt. That's really cool. Yeah.
They just had their last East Coast Cruise ever.
Oh, wow. And that was a shirt for it?
Nope. But I'm just wearing it because this is from 2000. I don't know.
That's cool.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, they always come out with really cool shirts. I like that. Yeah, that's awesome. But that's a good segue, because we were talking about renderings and stuff. And my whole thought on renderings, like, and...
Well, I didn't finish my paint thing.
Oh, well, then go ahead, finish.
What I was saying was...
Go ahead.
I want to paint my truck white, mm-hmm. but then I'm like, it's already white. So when I come out with it, I'm like, ta-da!
And it looks exactly the same.
Yeah. You know, remember that when I got it running and it was like the rolling shot of it running?
Uh-huh.
So now imagine that same thing. It's painted.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, it looks the same.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a thing, definitely.
I want to paint it white because I think my white with the interior colors I want will be really nice and perfect mm-hmm. for my level of taking care of something, right? Like,
yes, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, my level of this isn't a full-blown show truck.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, well, you're only going to do this like one time. Am I ever going to build a truck like this again? I don't know. Or do I just keep it simple and then like in a couple years, maybe do something a little more crazy?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm just stuck in my head. So I saw this really nice blue that's on the new Toyotas. They're like, there's two blues and I don't know exactly which one it is. There's vintage blue and heritage blue.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was going to send you this picture. Let me dump it over to you real quick. Because I saw this one and it was like, oh, that's sick. And it's not the pro color, because there is definitely a...
There's a real bright blue that's like, that they just came out with on the Tacomas and 4Runners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that. It's like it's more of a muted blue.
Yeah, this one is like, yeah. Well, yeah, this one I would say it's like a muted blue as well. Yeah. Here, let me send this over to you. And I think this might be the color.
That's too dark.
That's too dark?
Yeah, oh, okay. So mine was more of, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to find it. Let's see.
I know which one you're talking about. It's more, I don't know how to describe it either, but it's not the pro blue. That's like the bright, bright blue, and it's not that blue. But, we're talking about it now, because I thought there was some sort of element of surprise, maybe?
There is an element of surprise.
Oh, okay.
Because and this goes right to the rendering thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find the, because it looks, the color looks really good on a stock vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks really good on this thing. And Yeah, it's hard to tell. But if you Google Toyota Vintage Blue images, you'll see it.
All right, I'm going to do that real quick. While we're here.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, maybe it's not blue. Maybe it's Heritage Blue. This is also good to eat up time. People are just listening to us talk, but this is what we do. So you're just going to have to. Well, yeah. Toyota Heritage Blue.
Toyota Heritage Blue.
And then go to images.
Oh, okay. All right. It's like a very, like a muted, like a pastel almost. Yeah.
But if you see it in person, so now your job is to find one in person. So pay attention to blues on Toyotas.
Noticing these are a lot of 4Runners and Land Cruisers too.
Yeah, so they're 4Runner. They comes on 4Runners, RAV4s.
Okay.
And that's all I've really seen it on. That's all I've seen driving around. And there's a Tundra comes in something, but I think it's a different. Anyway, so they look rad in person. Like you see a RAV4 or a 4Runner, and they have black trim with that color. And that's what I want. I want black trim with all my stuff. So I started, I was like, yeah. And then, so Tristan, renderings by Tristan, who stayed at the house during Dino's and all that good stuff. He's like, he took a picture of my truck in Vegas. And he's like, I'll do a rendering of your truck. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, but I already know what I want. So I don't need a rendering, right? Because I already know the thing that I want. But I kind of want to see, I wish I knew what this blue would look like, because once you paint the truck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really.
Technically you can paint it as many times as you want, but do you want to go through that whole process multiple times over something?
Well, you have to see the final outcome, right? So you have to like paint this, paint the jams, paint under the hood, do all this stuff, put everything back on, and then
and go. And then go, oh.
Is that really what I wanted?
Right.
So, he did.
Did he finish it?
No. So what he did was he took that picture and he was like, hey, before I go any farther, and I think he kind of knew what my answer was going to be. He's like, before I go any farther, he said, some quickies for you. Let me know what you're feeling, or if we alter the shades more, I'll do a rear one too until we nail the front and da 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 da. So he did a couple different versions. Like he did a version of I should have done this before we started this.
No, that's okay. Hey, you guys are in the mud with us today.
Yeah. So I will send you these. And then this is going on my channel, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So he sent me two shades, which is one is the vintage blue, I think. One's the heritage blue. And then he sent them to me with color match front bumper and non-color match front. And these are just really quick. I just sent them to your messenger.
Ooh.
And I don't like either of them. And I like as soon as as soon as I saw them, I went, I'm painting white. Like that was like that was enough for me to go, man, it looks sick on. So anything you see like driving around, that might look good on that, but you have to put it on your truck in order to like, to really see.
So, well, two things about this. One, I'm not like, and that's what I was going to ask you. Like, whatever color you paint it, like, are you going to love it? Because you love your truck right now. Mm-hmm. Are you going to love it when you paint it that color? Yes. And one, I think, you know, this is a dark photo in a parking garage. So, like, it's a little unfair to like, it needs to be in sunlight to really understand what the color looks like, you know? But that first initial, like, grab,
That's the thing, right? As soon as you see it, you go, no, that's not it. Like, you have to see something and go. Because I actually took a week, and then I went back and looked at these. And I was like, I don't hate it as much as the first time I saw it.
Right. Which, and, you know, it quickly grows on you. I'm re-looking at them over, and I'm like, okay. But that's the thing, though. Like, you don't want to be like, okay. You want to be like, damn. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, I think I have a solution for you, but I don't know if you want to do it.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, we already have one, but it wouldn't... I mean, whatever. Red. Just paint it red again.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? But I'm not going to do that because...
Well, because Joey's truck is red.
Joey's truck is red, and then that other Tacoma that's coming out right now is red.
Oh, yeah, the Just Plain Trick truck?
Well, it's... that. Yeah, it's...
That's the only way I know how to refer to it. Yeah. I apologize.
So, yeah, no, it's like no F's given on Instagram. And Yeah, and I just that truck is going to suck the red Tacomas. It's going to wipe red Tacomas out for a long time.
Yeah, you're right, 100%. That is,
and
correct.
There's also some other really cool red Tacomas out there, and I'm just like, and red is a comfortable color with me.
That is so true. It is the original color of the truck. Like the truck was red,
but almost red is almost the safety color as what white is being now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I makes sense. My whole plan was red. Mm-hmm. And then I changed it to white.
Mm-hmm.
So white is the change.
White with red graphics.
No graphics.
No, yeah, it's not. I never saw that truck with graphics on it.
No, if it was going to be a graphic, it would be more of a like a stripe broke. Almost like, you know what I mean? Starts thin, gets thick, and then breaks up at the end.
Like a Toyota livery kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been going back and forth with that. And also that can be added later super easy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting thing to be stuck in as far as... Because like the thing with the 4Runner was, I always knew it was going to be Speedway Blue. The thing about the Tacoma is it's going to be silver for a very long time. Like I don't really think about that. But about the rendering thing, I've always had very interesting thoughts about renderings.
Mm-hmm.
And these are my opinions. But I never... And there are some super talented people like Tristan, like Nick, like there are so many talented KP, like so many talented renderers out there who do amazing things. And I guess if you have like the list of stuff that you sent over to me, like why do you really need a rendering? And you have some a great list, you know, being like sponsorships or like, you know, basically what do you want your truck to look like if you're unknown? And I never really got that. Maybe
You're not building your truck for a rendering.
That's what
you're building your truck to drive around.
Yeah. And I think that's where the disconnect has always been with me is because I've never felt the need to get one because I've never had to either one, sell a vision or two, like have to see. How do I put this? Like I've always been pretty sure about what I'm doing. Like I know I'm doing this. I know I'm doing that. I know I'm doing that. And another like kind of thing about where renderings come in really handy is actual like mods and stuff, like putting different taillights in it or changing this very subtle thing, like being able to have someone who's very capable of rendering like that to apply those mods to then go like, we don't need to spend 100 hours doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I understand the value.
Yeah. It gives you definitely an idea. And that's the thing with your truck too. And my truck to a point is the mods are done. There are no mods.
Yeah.
So you don't need to see. You already know what
it is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's especially like with our type of trucks, like they're just stock trucks laid out, you know, essentially. Yours is a little more, you know, a little more going on, but not by much. I mean, with the front end conversion and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's already done.
And you've already seen.
It's not like I go, I think I'm going to do this front end conversion, but I don't really know what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
You could just Google Tacoma front end conversion.
There's so many.
They're already done. So like you just kind of know. But my thing is like that blue. I was like, I don't know. And then just seeing that, because what he did was not a rendering, but he
gave you...
That's what it essentially was going to look like.
Right, uh-huh.
And I think if my goal was blue, I think it would... I think if I really liked the blue and like I was set, I think the truck would look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I saw that blue on a Tacoma, I'd be like, that's sick. But it's not mine. It's just like a truck with... We talked about this before. It's just like a truck with graphics. You're like... That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a really nice Toyota maroon, and I saw it on a 4Runner yesterday with all black trim, and I was like, that color is so... No, it was a Tahoe.
Yeah, I know what maroon you're talking about, and that looks sick too.
It was a maroon Tahoe with all black trim, and I go,
mm-hmm.
damn, that looks... Mm-hmm. My Tacoma would look rad like that, but it would look rad for a little while. Mm-hmm. To me, so I like when other people do stuff because I can like appreciate it and go,
oh yeah,
that's
for sure,
dope.
Mm-hmm.
Same with wheel choices, same with whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like that red Tacoma we were talking about that just plain trick did this chassis on. Like, I don't like super deep dish billets, I don't really want an LS swap, but I love that he did it because it's dope, right?
Yeah.
It's sick. But yeah, so the importance of renderings is kind of... It depends on what your end goal is, but you know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to spend $800 or $1,000. It's expensive, but there's also, I had Tristan write up this this thing. And we talked about this with when we talked to Pinstripe Chris and when we talked to Nick. So if anybody wants more rendering topics by a renderer, they can go back and listen to those.
Yeah. I just sometimes I think it's different levels as well. Like if you're a guy like, you know, Hogan, who needs to have, who when they start off to create a build, the build will 100% be done, but they need something in the beginning to kind of set the pace for the entire thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's one, and obviously Hogan is way, 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 way up there. And then there, from there you go down. But I think what happens is when you get to our level of type of builders and people building stuff, renderings, and this is again my opinion, I feel like they're not meanless, but well, yeah. I don't know how to say all this without
It's not a necessary tool.
It's not a necessary tool. And also, I feel like sometimes people get stuck in like a rendering purgatory, you know?
Well,
they set the bar too high for themselves and just never achieve that. I don't know. I'm just spitballing ideas. I'm not saying none of this is true or correct.
Well, what I was getting at is it is a necessary tool for someone like you.
Oh, it is.
You want to know why?
Why?
You get the artwork out of it.
Well, you're talking about me for me having a brand.
Hold on. You're breaking up. I can't.
Oh, no.
It's all going back now.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do. I don't know if that's on my end.
I'm smooth on my end. I checked all my internet stuff and no one's sucking up data over here. So,
yeah. So it's my end. Something's
going on. Is your computer plugged in?
Yeah. Let me try to change over this real quick and see if it helps.
Yeah, you're gone. Brian's gone. Brian's reconnecting. There's all sorts of things happening over here. What is it? Oh boy. Let's see here. All right, we'll wait. See if I'm going to call him back here. Oh, here he is. Okay, we're going to do that. Except, what's up?
All right, let's try that.
Okay, what'd you do?
Changed over the Wi-Fi's got two different channels, so I changed to the other channel.
Oh, yeah, maybe that was, is this the channel, the other channel was the one you're normally on?
Yep.
Oh, so, maybe. I don't know. Maybe something in the gremlins in the Wi-Fi lines over there are messing around.
So what I was saying was the other benefit you get is you get a free piece of artwork.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a free piece of artwork, but
obviously.
Like, even though, like me, I'm like iffy on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to still do the rendering in the Windchill Pearl that I want to paint it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just get this piece of badass artwork of your truck. Mm-hmm. It's literally a drawing, and where you could benefit from is you just paid for artwork for a t-shirt and saw the rendering at the same time.
Yeah. 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 Definitely unique to my own situation, but I was just talking about like
someone that doesn't sell t-shirts that
someone does. Yeah. Just a regular dude. Just a regular dude with a truck, you know? And if you want, if that, you know, that's something you want to do, then that's cool. You know, I don't know.
Cause you also get this piece of artwork that you could frame and put in your thing. Like, obviously it depends on how much you want to spend on something and da, 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 da. But that is the side effect to the thing, you know, like that's just one of them, you know, like, okay, if you're building a show truck or if you're, the other thing too, is if you're someone like Dan Hogan or Jeremy Rice, or own a shop and you have someone come in and they're like, I want to, you help them visually see it.
Yeah. Your customer.
Mm-hmm. And regardless, I don't know who pays for that, but even if the person is dead set, they've already given you a deposit and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to pay as the shop, as the builder, I'm going to pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
And, it shows the person and then they're just like, yep, that's the way I want to go. It's like kind of a consultation type of tool.
Oh yeah, that's a great way to put it too.
So there's, what I'm saying is, I always thought the rendering, I was like, oh, I don't need a rendering, I already know what it looks like, or it's just whatever. But there's so many different points of view and so many different types of people that could utilize a rendering.
And how far have you come from the original rendering, the one that hangs in your office with the ski rack on top, or the roof rack,
the one that's silver?
Yeah, like how far have you come from that? That vision.
well, it's basically just a different shade of color and a different front end.
And different wheels.
and different wheels.
Yeah, because at that point you were trying to put some like Euro style wheels on it.
Well, the funny part is I didn't even know what wheels to put on it, so mm-hmm. those were wheels we just made up.
Oh, they're not real wheels?
They're real wheels, but they're like not the wheels that I even bought originally for the truck.
Yeah.
So it was going for like a kind of a Euro look, but yeah, that was that we did that in like 2000.
Long time ago.
2012. It's written on there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. 13 years ago. Yeah. It's funny how things change, you know, our paths change and our visions change, our taste changes. Do you feel like that this truck is kind of like within your taste that like, say, you know, you've been working on this truck for a very long time. And let's pick a point of it as when it was first painted in the two-tone. Do you feel like your taste is similar to that then, or do you think it's completely different?
Completely different.
Yeah.
That was when I was doing it with the cream and red, I was just going for like a custom look,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then now I'm going for same thing, kind of a custom look, but just with my own personal touches on there, like performance touches and like, it's not, it's more sleek than it is classy looking, I guess you could say.
Oh, now it's more sleek?
Yeah, like with the front mm-hmm. end's more sleek versus that front end that I have on that rendering, which is like your front end.
Mm-hmm.
And just certain things that I'm doing is just different.
Yeah, it's just crazy how that truck, where it is, how many, like, you changed as a person, the truck changed, like everything has kind of come to this point to what it is now. It's just really fascinating to me, you know, that you've been on this whole trajectory.
I can't see you.
Oh, no. Well, I think we got about a 50-ish minute episode here. You want to try to put it together, or what do you want to do?
None of this stuff, I already know it's all going to be unusable when it comes to editing.
Oh, no. Man, what a week.
I don't know where that's happening yet.
Yeah, I honestly don't think it's on my end. I because like all my stuff is like just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely mine.
Well, we're trying. We tried. We tried, everybody. We'll see.
No, we're still not going to give up.
We're not giving up at all. I'm still here. My coffee's a little cold, but it's fine.
Yeah. We could just, let's see. But yeah, so I think that is now it's working again. Oh, okay. There's going to be a little bit of cuts in this episode.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you something
to do. Nobody will even really know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's funny because so with that red truck debacle type, you know, thing is I planned on picking that up and then I was going to take photos of it and stuff out here by my house. I was going to take photos of it, da, 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 get everything loaded into the truck, get ready. But now I'm just going to get the garage sorted out and kind of do things backwards.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Turkey Drag before?
Nope.
No. So this will be your first time. That's cool. And all the tech, this is like the Dallas guys, like this is their event, right? This is the one where they roll pretty deep.
It's super close to Dallas. It's like 30, 45 minutes outside of Dallas.
Well, that's cool. So, hang out with all the Dallas cats. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and then
I'll be at Glenn and Kim's wedding this weekend.
You will be. So. A lot of people will be there.
Oh, yeah? A lot of the clubs going?
It seems like. Yeah, there's like Canadians coming down for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Heck yeah. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And then that's it for the rest of the month. And then going into next month, we have the Sever Show in January, the end of January. It's definitely good that we moved the club Christmas party because like that would be like another thing to just have to like figure out, you know, so glad we're doing that. We're having a holiday, a Christmas holiday, winter type get together for the club party next year in January.
What's funny is I don't know how much decorations Mike
will keep up.
We'll keep up at his house. You know, it was super nice last year. They have this, really, really, really cool house,
mm-hmm.
and they decorated it great, and it was very Christmassy.
Yeah.
But now we're just going to be like exited Christmas two weeks because Rob had something the next weekend. Like I couldn't do it. We didn't want to do it the very first weekend. Rob couldn't do it the second weekend, and then the third weekend. So how long are they going to keep it up?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
it'll be nice just to get together with everybody, do our gift exchange, and that's always fun. Yeah. All the neat things people make. And
have you figured out a gift yet?
No. I'm kind of like a little like running out of ideas. Like we've been doing this a long time now, and I've had some bangers, and I'm getting to the point where like, well, what do I do now? Like, what's the next thing? You know,
I'm just going back to my mind from last year.
That's what you said. You said you're just going to do the clock thing again. That's just cool. Just
going to run it back. You know what I mean? Like, why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. It's a really cool thing.
And that's what I'm saying. So like, you could just run a gift back, like go back and be like, what did I get 3 years ago? And then just modify that gift a little bit.
Well, last year I did a custom engraved stiletto switchblade with a club logo on it. So now I just which you have, and it's in your living room. So now I just need to do a gun.
Yeah, you could do one. Just open it up, and then I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get that too, and I'm just getting. I'll get the gun too, and I'll put it next to the switchblade. So when the kids come over, whoever's kids come over, they can play
switchblades and guns.
Yeah,
or when the intruder breaks into your house, they're like, "Ouch! Thanks, yeah,
which
man.
One do you want to die with? Do you want to die by this club knife or this club gun?"
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, well, that's cool. Yeah, man, that's kind of like everything that I got going on. Nothing really exciting. Tacoma, just again, waiting patiently on Tacoma stuff. I was going to say the last thing about the clutch thing is I was going to say, that's why you buy an automatic, kids.
Yes.
You don't got to.
Trevor said, he goes, I was like, you just want to put an automatic in this? Just automatic swap it.
I mean, at this point,
the funny part is it's usually the harder part is usually figuring out the clutch thing, which is not difficult at all. Now, the part that we're dealing with now is usually the easier part.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because you've already figured out how to make it work. Now you just
which was super easy. Once you get down there and like you kind of go, OK, it does like the clutch pushes in, which means the top pushes out. Mm-hmm. And normally the clutch pushes in, but now you reverse it. So it's just like. Yeah, he like came in, did this thing, bzz, 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 and it was done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and mine was super easy. It's not a difficult thing to do, depending on how much room you have to play with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as much as people go, as much as Trevor says, it's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally super easy.
Did you guys have to change a brake booster?
Nope.
No, it's the stock brake booster. Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, I think that it almost hits it, but it doesn't. You know, so if you wanted to go up a tire size. You could, but that's an easy fix too, because you just get a smaller booster.
Mm-hmm.
So like all these things, like your truck might have to get a smaller booster.
That's what
might
not saying.
Have to, but again, super easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait to like show all the Tacoma stuff. That's.
I know there's like a lot of background stuff going on with your truck that we can't talk about, and it's really. And
I can't talk about it because it's just sitting in the garage waiting
for its time.
For its time, and I feel bad again for Joey, even though he's like, no, I'm good with waiting, but like. And his truck too. It's like in the waiting, and then, but yeah, it's just one of those things where everything.
That's this whole thing we exist in is there's no. It's not like an office where you're like, hey, can you like do this paperwork? And it's like, yeah, I could do that. It's like this is like a different thing. It's the variables are constantly changing, the problems are constantly changing. So it's just like an ever evolving thing, and just got to be patient.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
Yep, we'll figure something out. And then,
my timer's messed up because we didn't do the.
I think we're in about 50-ish minutes right now, from what I can gather. Did we check
the old Instagram?
No. We're gonna save that. We'll do that on Tuesday because we're gonna in a couple more days. We'll get our lives together and do one more episode before you take off.
Yeah,
that'll be.
It could be a Wednesday morning.
Okay, that's fine. Me too.
Deal. Or it could be a Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday, because my plan is Monday. This is some post-podcast stuff people are listening to right now.
Yeah, lay it on me. Yeah, oh, so well, Monday, I got another post-podcast stuff if you want to get in the mud about it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be publicly said?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do it. So, Monday my plan is to leave here, go to Trevor's. Hopefully that issue will be solved. If not, I'm loading the truck up, going to Tanner's. Hopefully that issue will be solved.
And if then, not, keep trucking.
And then I'm just going to, I don't know where I'm going to go from there.
Uh-huh.
Those are my only two people.
Yeah.
If one of those two people cannot figure it out, it problems of my life, if Trevor and or Tanner, if I didn't have those two people, I'd have to find somebody else, and I don't know who else.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You know, there's other people I know that could deal with it, mm-hmm. but that I'm not. They don't want to, deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
They got other things to deal with.
Right.
I can just rock up to Tray 5 Customs and be like, figure my mini truck things
out. Yeah, I know. Give me 8 hours of your very expensive time.
I'm still trying to convince Jeremy to build another Mazda.
I think that'd be super cool. I think that'd be really, really cool. And I think that he could build one that's like 10 times better than that previous one.
Yeah, but I messaged him the other day and I was like, yo, you want to build another Mazda just for fun? And his reply was, in quotes, just for fun.
Yeah. I mean,
that's fair. And then who's going to bet? I'm not going to be able to put it on my channel. He was going to want to put it on his channel.
That's true.
But then what I'll tell him is like, nobody wants to see dumb mini trucks on your C10 channel. So like, let's just put it on my channel.
Right.
But then he gets people asking him to build mini trucks. And he's like, I don't want to build mini trucks.
Right. And that opens up a whole can of worms.
It just opens this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. One day, maybe we'll do something. I mean, mm-hmm. we kind of did when we did the Nissan. We went over there and had fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was also just like an afternoon, not like an extensive full build.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's yeah. So,
My post-pod stuff was, so I know I said this like I think last week, but you know, last week was last week. I'm going to start on the club shirts and I'm ready to print the art because that shirt started off as a front print and then we changed it to a back print. So it's got a small FFF on the front and mm-hmm. then now it's a back print. The problem is, and the problem that has always existed with this dang Forbidden Fantasy logo is it's long and skinny. So I only mm-hmm. have like certain parameters that I can work with. So I've made it the maximum width that I can make it, but it's only 4 inches tall. So are we okay with like just this like thing? And I'm going to like, I've actually learned over the years, like I used to have a real problem because I used to print a little closer to the collar and I didn't realize that like with taller images, like you can get closer to the collar and it looks pretty good. But I've learned that with little skinny long images that I bring it down farther, which doesn't affect like the look of it. It actually looks really good when it's like, not in the middle of the back, but like lower upper back, kind of just on the lower end of mm-hmm. your shoulder blades. And it looks good. I just didn't know if, do you want me to just go with it? Is that okay? Like what's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Do we have another choice?
No.
Oh, then.
Okay. There is technically one other choice and that is to stretch the logo, but that looks terrible.
But then, yeah, why would we do that?
I'm just saying, man. No option. I'm just saying, look.
The only other option is to move the, because we're talking about the truck on top of the logo, right? Mm-hmm. The only other option is to take that truck and move it up.
And that won't look good either.
That would look, or make the truck taller and not the logo taller.
Also not good.
Then,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We
printed this exact same shirt before and it looked fine.
Not only on the front. It's only ever been on the front of shirts, which on the front, it's great. Cause like Lindsay's new Pretty Low shirt and how it's got Jeremy's Mazda on the front of it.
Oh, then why don't you just put it on the front?
That's what I did before. And you said you didn't want to do that.
No, you messaged me and you said last time this was on the front.
And then
I said, well, this time we can just put it on the back, but you didn't present me with this issue.
Oh, okay. Well, now I'm presenting you.
All you just said was last time we put it on the front. And I was like, okay, we'll just put it on the back this time.
It makes a very good front print.
Then make it on the front. No one's going to care. And if they do, I'll give them their money back and sell it to somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, then that makes it way easier because I don't even need to modify the art because I have the screen still. I'll just make them.
Yeah.
Look at this.
You see, when you told me that issue last time, you did not follow up with, well, the reason it was on the front was because it doesn't make a good back print. And then I would have said, then put it on the front.
Yeah. Wow. We could have been done a couple weeks ago. No, I'm just kidding. Not really. Anyway. Yeah, all right. Well, that works out good.
I think it actually does
make a really good front. Like it's a much better front print than a back print. It'll have that's always been the problem with our logo. It's just been always just skinny and like having to put on the back of shirts, you have to add like more stuff to it, you know?
Yeah. And that's why we've always had like funky designs too. Like remember mm-hmm. the playing card or the logo is all skewed like this and a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Well then that solves that. I'll get those whipped up then.
Yeah. Cause it's going to be, I mean, we're have the back print with the chrome logo.
Yeah, we already have it. And that one, that works. I don't know how that, I mean, that's the same kind of issue. I don't know. I mean, that is kind of the same issue because it's just the logo in chrome. Same issue.
Yeah.
Might as well have one front print, one back print rather than two back print shirts.
I wonder if we took the logo and like arched it.
Like are the regular logo?
The regular logo, but not a hard arch, just a very slight arch.
We would have to like, not on this one.
See that.
Yeah, not,
well,
on,
not
this
on this one. No, no, no. But I'm saying like if you took the logo and instead of just stretching it and making it long, you stretch it and then bend it. So curve it's like thinner in the middle and wider on the outside. So it almost looks like a 3D because your body's round a little bit. So it almost looks like it's wrapping around you, but getting bigger.
We'd have to like experiment with it and just like work. We'd have to render it. We'd have to put a rendering together.
Get a rendering done.
And then see how it looks and decide if that is something we want to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I see what you're putting down.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah, our logo is very difficult to make look
correct. Especially on t-shirts. Yeah. On
t-shirts, yeah.
Which is something if you're starting a club, maybe think about that kind of stuff when you're designing your logo and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like how is this going to translate to on the back of a truck? But see, on the back of a truck, it works because you have it such a large... It works
perfectly on the back of a truck.
Yeah.
Where some logos that are just like, that look good on a t-shirt, look weird on a truck because it's just the center of the window.
No Regrets.
No Regrets is one of them. Mm-hmm. And that's why if you add a bunch of like artwork on theirs, it looks cool because it fills up the logo.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah, it's all... That's the same thing with like hats and stuff. And that's the same thing I'm going through right now because I want to make a new top for my Easy Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like... I want to make that to make sure that that's going to be good. So,
yeah, it's all these little things you got to think about. Yeah. Man, what a hodgepodge thing of an episode today. We're really
whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
People could turn it off. They don't. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Well, so see you on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, this episode is Monday. If anyone's listening and didn't see my Instagram post, I'm taking all my hoodies off of the website on Tuesday, and then I don't know how many I'm gonna bring back from Turkey Drag. My goal, since it's cold out there, hopefully I'll sell a bunch. I already don't have a lot, so like if you want one, buy one now, and then you'll guarantee to get it. And then Christmas shopping too. You guys can buy banners on our websites. Mm-hmm. You guys can buy t-shirts on our websites, and that's for Christmas gifts. So
yeah, everything he said, but on my website. Well, except for the whole hoodie thing.
Yeah. Just whatever. Like, if you're thinking about Christmas gifts, look on our websites.
Yep. All right, cool. Well, we'll see you next week then.
All right.
All right. Later.